Podcast. Hello, people. Again, if there's technical difficulty, I'm pretty sure on the last podcast, I was the one that was like,
yours was distant.
Yeah. Maybe if I tried to like play with the stuff before 10 minutes before we started, I could.
Or 2 minutes.
I could learn. Yeah, not even 10. I could learn how to perfect.
Yeah, you could be a good roadie if you applied yourself.
Speed of roadies. Dad wrapped all these up with these things that I'm pretty sure he got on the side.
On the road?
I don't know. It's these little Velcro strips that you can use. I know that they were not on there, I'm pretty sure. So I'm like, these came from somewhere else.
He stole them from a construction site.
I don't know. It's like little Velcro straps to wrap up the cords.
Pretty anal.
Well, I'm going to leave it out again because that's how it got.
That's how it got put away.
Yeah, I didn't feel like putting it away, so he must have done it.
Yeah, because I didn't do it.
Well, welcome back, podcasters. It is still bachelor time.
Oh, yeah, we got more bachelor. Now we're starting to learn the girls' names.
Lots of notes, lots and lots of notes.
Well, is Peter getting any cuter?
No. And
any cooler?
No, definitely not. I know you hate Caitlin Bristow, but I've been listening to her podcast because she's a very good insider scoop on obviously what's going on. And she talks about it because she's jaded somehow, somewhere.
She's making stuff up.
No way. Somewhere, somehow, she got gypped.
She got on the bad side of the Bachelor Nation.
Yeah, so she tells it like it is. I definitely don't think she's making anything up. Like, she'll say stuff like, obviously, like Champagne Gate with all that stuff.
Yeah.
Because her friend was on, who's never been on The Bachelor, and she was like, why was she crying like an insane person about the champagne? Caitlin was like, when I tell you that these producers can create this story for you.
It's like Mean Girls.
Yeah, like
she said,
yeah,
I'm going to drink her champagne that she's been saving from her house for 10 years.
Yeah, side note, what's the deal with that?
I don't know.
Whenever you go on The Bachelor, is there like a list? They're like, bring things that you might think would be cool. And they're like, oh, I'm going to bring that champagne.
That I've been waiting. Yeah, I mean, who? Yeah, I mean, maybe, you know, you and your husband are like wine connoisseurs or something, and you save a special bottle for your 10th anniversary, but not some random man that you haven't even met yet.
I didn't know champagne was saved. Is it the same as wine?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought just like red wines were like 20 years old or whatever.
Well, you can save wine. The longer you keep wine, the better it gets.
I know, but I thought champagne was like Coke. Like it would lose its bubbly.
Huh. Well, I don't know. That makes sense, too. I don't know.
Well, hers were still bubbly.
Yeah, it went up her nose.
Oh, my
God. No, that was the other bottle.
Yeah, and so that's
what they rigged it.
That's what Caitlin said. She was like, just the fact that there was another bottle, she goes, I know that those producers manifested this entire thing.
Yes.
And told her.
They orchestrated it.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's make some drama.
Yeah, so because her friend was like, why is she, like, this girl's insane, right? And Caitlin was like, she goes, I always have to be on the side of the candidate because I know what they do to you when you're in there.
Huh.
And I was like, well, she was definitely insane. She was like, you knew. You knew about my champagne.
I kind of think Hannah Ann might have, because she did not protest a whole lot. She's like, no, I swear I didn't.
Hannah Ann is scary. She's
calculating.
Yeah, she has dead eyes.
Yeah.
She has no emotion, like not really
happy.
She's like
that little Wednesday girl on the Addams Family.
Da-da-na-na. She has no, like, I don't, like, nothing. It's, like, dead. It's very
just,
weird.
It's just, yeah.
Well, so they, yeah, we had Champagne Gate, and then there was the fashion show.
Oh, yeah.
And
did they get to choose their outfits?
Yes, I think that was the whole point. And Hannah Ann chose a wedding dress.
Smart. If she thought about it.
What a vision in white. The producers told her to do it.
And the one that's so bashful and she
Victoria
just
can't
handle it. I mean, come on. Are you that big of a victim? The first night you were like, I do not want to be considered Victoria
F. And she was all this attitude.
Yeah, and then she came out in lingerie.
Now
I was like,
she's
damn.
A baby crying because I just can't take it.
Yeah. And then made out with him on the runway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's going to the inn.
For sure.
F.
Yeah.
Victoria F.
Yeah, so on Caitlin's podcast, but also, did you notice that Caitlin made this prediction as well, which we made it last week, that Hannah's coming back sometime. I don't think she's coming back in the house, but she's either going to come back at the end or whatever.
She's coming back on one of the trips.
But I'm saying, like, she's not done.
No.
Because
she'll be back.
Because as, you know, they concluded their conversation. That was on this episode at the very beginning. There was no conclusion. It was just like, do you want to come back in the house? And then it was like the next scene.
Well, and it was like, let me sit on your lap and put my boobs on your face and give me a hug.
What boobs?
Well, that area.
But, yeah, so I think she is coming back with that.
I think she'll be on the trip.
Because if they would have said, you know, she would have said, no, I don't love you, and him say, okay, bye, then that would be over.
No, she'll be back. It'll be, and I'm not ruling out that he doesn't pick anybody, and Mama says, you got to bring her home. You got to bring her home. And it's Hannah.
That would be amazing.
That's my prediction.
I hope that is it.
Yeah.
But
I find it's kind of strange that Reality Steve doesn't know who he picks.
Well, Caitlin also said that with her inside sources, that everybody's saying that there's no ending.
And Reality Steve doesn't know.
Yeah, there's no ending. So
it's Hannah.
So either, yeah, he didn't pick anybody, or I don't. She said usually they get tips.
Yeah.
So. Well,
yeah, nobody can be quiet.
Yeah, so.
A secret.
Yeah.
Well, and didn't she also say they are grooming Madison
to be the bachelor?
To the vow renewal?
Her laughing in his face.
She kept leaning her. And, like, that was so uncomfortable.
I hope she was drunk.
I don't know. It was, like, back off.
It was very weird.
Yes.
I don't know if that was the editing. If they're trying to make her the bachelorette, that was a weird move.
Yeah, I haven't seen her. I mean, maybe I fast forward too much, but I haven't gotten anything special from her. I mean.
Well, is there anything special from any of them?
Well, Hannah Ann's got a lot of oomph.
Well, true, yeah. Well,
so does that little blonde, the one that's the blogger. Or
McKenna?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's 22.
She's a little sassy little shit.
Yeah. She's 22. Yeah. I'm like, I'm so sure.
I want to be married.
And he's 30.
22 nowadays is like 17 at the most.
Yeah, I know. I can tell you that. I'm 27. I feel like I'm 23. 25.
One.
I'm not 21.
You just old enough to have your first drink.
Well, and also, Kelly. Kelly is his best pick. If he wants to actually marry somebody, he needs to pick
That's
Kelly.
That's the one he met in the...
She's old.
In the hotel.
She's older.
She's mature.
Yeah, or 27, whatever. And
I think she's 29.
Well, yeah.
She's about to be an old maid.
Yeah, and Caitlin also said this on her podcast, not to keep referencing it, but she said that she was pretty sure that they had sex.
In the hotel lobby?
Yeah, because I didn't notice. I must have not been paying attention.
That
but
dude's a whore.
Yeah. Well, she, you know how Nick season, he was the
yeah.
sex man.
Yeah, yeah.
They're trying to make him Nick.
I swear to God, they put a little perm in his hair.
Yes, they did. They were like,
curled his hair.
You know what?
And grew his beard.
You know what, Peter? This is what we think would be best for you.
We're going to try to make you a little
and
cooler.
You're not going to shave, okay? So, but yeah, I didn't notice this.
He keeps dancing.
I know. I didn't notice this, but whenever he first talked with her on their date that she cheated on the thing.
Yes, and got to get in the plane with him.
After he kissed her, he said, wow, just like the spark last time, or like the spark never left or something. Like, oh, you just met and there was a spark? I didn't notice that. But her nose, I hate to be that superficial, but I just can't look past it.
She's not she's not the most attractive.
Yeah, but neither is Peter. It makes more sense.
Yeah, they match.
Yeah, like... Or even
I think she would be the man, though, in that family.
Well, that's fine because he's not super.
I think he needs a mom. I mean, you see how he is with his mom.
Yeah.
He's going to need a mom. Yeah. She might be.
It's your birthday. Ooh, ooh, it's your birthday. Do the happy dance. Ooh, ooh. That's what it is.
Yeah. And then put the little 22-year-old blonde up on the counter.
Yeah.
What's that move?
He thinks he saw that on a movie one time.
James Bond?
I don't know. Yeah.
Dirty Dancing? Didn't he do that to baby?
I think so. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that
maybe he's trying to dance like Patrick Swayze too.
Maybe they should do the log.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's the song on the log? And they go back and forth.
Yeah.
Just a little bit longer. Maybe not.
I don't know.
I'll be taking requests.
Nobody
later.
Puts baby in the corner. So yeah, but I am excited. I saw the previews. We're traveling. We're getting out.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Where are they gonna go?
I just saw cliffs and water and mountains.
Oh, that could be only one place.
Well, Bora Bora.
Cliffs, water, mountain. Is it tropical?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not cliffs and mountains and water in Alaska.
No. Yeah. No.
Because there are those there too.
No, it was rainforesty.
So awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking forward
to
that.
We'll get to see Peter shirtless.
Yeah. Can't wait for that. Can't wait for that. Somebody called into Caitlin's podcast and suggested that they should have just called when Hannah came back. Peter and Hannah should have just left, and then Tyler should have just came in and been like, I'm the Bachelor.
Oh, my God. Or Mike.
Anybody, really.
Wow. Now, that would have been the biggest twist ever in Bachelor history.
Yeah.
Wow.
They'll have to do that next time.
Golly. What a great idea.
Yeah, but the conclusion this one is he's going to end up with Hannah. That's going to be, like, never before seen.
Never before seen.
Mark my words.
Bring her home.
Yeah. I can't stand that lady.
But did you see that? I know you fast forward a lot too. That was the previews for the season.
Yeah, I think I did. And he's laying on the bed and he's like,
yeah, he's hyperventilating. Call 911.
The producer,
my girlfriend broke up.
The producers tell him they like groom them like they do to like that mom who told her kid that she had cancer and had to stay in the wheelchair. That's what they do to the people on The Bachelor.
It's a cult.
You're having anxiety.
It's brainwashed.
This is called anxiety. You're having a panic attack. You're breathing heavy.
What? So. Is your chest hurt? Does your chest hurt?
Yeah.
Is
it hurts, right? Keel over. I think you need to keel over.
If you pass out, I'm right here.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We won't record all of it. But I did notice... I did say this on my Instagram. I don't know if you guys are following me on my Instagram with my reviews.
The critiques are hilarious, people. Go
thank you.
Follow.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Go everybody did. A lot of people did tell me that they were happy they were back.
Yes.
Did you notice the producers were talking?
Yes. Asking questions.
I was like, excuse me? Is this a show? Are we on a show?
Yeah. Asking. Well, it's not the first time. They did it a little bit, but not...
I felt like it was like the producers were
questioning.
Yeah.
That's well, who did they talk to? Victoria F?
Yeah, she said, that's why we do these dates is to like push you out of your comfort zone.
Yeah,
and she was like, I don't like it.
I want to go home.
I don't like it. Do you know the girl from Dr. Phil that was the Catch Me Outside girl?
Yes.
Catch Me Outside. How about that?
Yeah.
She looks exactly like Victoria F.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if that's a compliment.
No.
But
to which one?
To either one. Bad Baby has like 5 million followers on Instagram now. So from that, she's a rapper now.
Oh, well. Okay.
She actually has
that just shows how this world is going. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're great. Just everybody else is low.
Don't you want to be famous? Anyways, do we have anything else to say about The Bachelor?
What were the dates?
That's what the dates were.
But what were they? What did they do this time? Oh, the fashion show?
Yeah.
And what else?
I think that was it. Oh, he had to cancel it because Hannah came.
Was on the first episode.
No, that was this episode. They were still having the date on the first episode.
Yeah, it got cut off.
I had a friend write into me on my critiques and said they were never going to have that date, she thought, because they were supposed to be talking about their craziest sex story.
Right.
They just wanted Hannah to come out and say her crazy sex story.
Right. And then have this sidebar and all the other guys are like, I can't believe she's here.
Yeah.
That
African-American girl, I don't know her name, Monica?
No, the one.
She was pissed.
Yeah. She looks like somebody we know named Monica.
Oh, yeah.
That's why. Her name's not Monica.
Oh. Yeah. So.
Yeah, and she didn't mind telling him. And he goes, well, I appreciate where you're coming from. I can see that.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to eat you up for breakfast.
Yeah. So, anyways, should we move on?
Yes, we shall.
All right, let's talk about Below Deck.
Yeah.
So.
Jesus Jugs.
Jesus Jugs is there.
She is ridiculous.
But she was a very, very minute part of the story.
They really, you know, and I was thinking about it. They really, seems to me, they used to showcase the charter guest a lot more than they have been this last couple of seasons.
Yeah, because nobody cares anymore.
But I would care of the drama. Like the girls that all go on and then they all get drunk and then they fight. And
yeah, I don't care about the guests anymore, so I'm happy with that. I used to hate it when it'd be like, this is not the right coffee. And then they'd have to run back and get it.
True, they don't have a lot of rude guests either.
Yeah, like upset that this is not my drink. I felt like on Hannah's season they had a ton of that.
Yeah.
And it was so annoying. And they
don't
were constantly.
You have white bubblegum?
Yeah, constantly fighting with the guests. Not with Kate.
True.
They're fighting with each other.
Yeah. Well, Alexis is on the charter celebrating her divorce from ugly man Jim Bellino.
Hey, we can't talk about him or else he'll sue us.
Yeah. Maybe he'll hear about this. I'm calling you ugly, Jim. Sue me.
He needs Guy Bella.
Oh, God. Yes. And she's on this charter with her new man. Like, she's not staying off the market very long. And
oh, I thought she's been divorced since she was on the show.
No, that's recent.
Oh.
Teddy bear hugs, constantly kissing him.
Yeah.
And he just, I don't know if it was the editing, but he seemed kind of put off. Like, yeah. Get out of my face.
Yeah. So
anyway, but
I'm glad they didn't show much of her.
But how about the people with them? What a motley crew. It's like she just picked up some people
probably.
On the plane.
Probably.
And said, hey, you want to come on this boat with me?
Probably.
She had two gay guys that were fairly good looking. She had this frumpy, dumpy couple, man and woman, that looked like they were wearing their gym clothes on the beach. I mean, just a random crew. Like, they didn't even belong together.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I didn't even notice them. I didn't even.
Oh. I was trying to figure out who were the people with her. Like.
Oh. I didn't care about the guests.
So what was your take on this episode?
I'm mad at Brian. Excuse me?
Well, why? He just texted her. Do you want to break up? Or where is this going?
We're just having fun, right? I wasn't mad when he sent the first text. I get it. They're busy. They don't know when each other's off. They work like 12-hour days. The first text said, hey, what are your thoughts going forward after this? Period. Then she could have said, I want you to come home. Yeah. And then from there, he could have been like, whoa, let's pump the brakes.
Yeah.
But he said right after that, we're just having fun, right? And that is.
Yeah.
You don't say that.
Yeah. It's like, you should have waited till y'all were done working.
Yeah.
The whole charter.
Yeah.
The whole season.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know.
He got mad because she told Kate.
Yeah, and then he's all mad, and the chef's like, hey, Cordis, chipping, chopping it all around with Kate on up here about what y'all do with your relationship. I was like, did he say chippy chopping? Like,
he's so gross.
I know. And So I've been watching the Below Deck behind the scenes on Bravo.com on YouTube. I mean, on YouTube. So they do interviews of them after.
Uh-huh.
And Kate said that the reason Kevin told Brian was because Kevin secretly was in love with Courtney.
Oh.
And then they showed clips, like, from the show where he said, oh, Courtney, you're such a great sous chef. I'm so lucky to have you. You're so beautiful. Thank you, dear. Love you. Thank you. Like, all these clips of him talking.
They never let on that was going on.
Yeah, all these clips talking. And Kate goes, oh, yeah. And then as soon as there's a drama between Courtney and Brian, Kevin falls to his knees in pain, writhing pain, needs somebody to nurse him to health. And Courtney's the first person to come help. So if you guys watch Below Deck, you need to watch the YouTube behind the scenes because they're good.
I think they even, or is it the unwatched scenes? They play episodes during
the
same thing?
No, this is interviews of them talking about it.
Okay. Like a blog.
Yeah, like Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah. Or the Real Housewives have blogs that talk about the episode.
Yeah.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah, so...
So what happened to his face? Brian's. I mean...
Oh, he said he
fell in the shower, but he looks like he got beat up in a car wreck or something. I mean...
Maybe they're just not telling us.
Yeah.
He got beat up in Thailand.
I mean, his whole face is beat up.
Yeah, I did notice that. Like, across the bridge of his nose.
Yeah,
like,
his eye, his nose. He's all cut up.
Yeah, I don't know. But I was on Courtney's side.
How about... To start the show, they all go out because the charter's over, and the girls are get invited. The ones that were on the charter get invited to go out.
Yeah,
not cool.
Well, is that against the rules if they're done?
They're not supposed to. I mean, it shouldn't matter. You're on your free time. They're done with their charter, but just the unwritten rule that the workers don't want to have to go out. And
oh yeah,
be out.
Well,
with
Kate,
people
yeah,
they
like
just waited on.
Yeah,
for
Kate,
2 days.
Kate was like, what did she say? She said it in a really funny way. Like, I just served them cocktails for 24 hours. Sure, I don't know.
I don't have
just
to look at them anymore.
Yeah,
yeah. She did have some.
Well, and they were like, oh, Molly is so gorgeous. Molly. I was like, she doesn't even look.
Molly's the blonde.
Yeah, she looked like.
And the little brunette had a huge nose and a big attitude.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, they were all like, oh, Molly's coming out, Molly. I was like, why do they keep saying Molly like that? Molly.
Okay, yeah. So who's the Tanner?
Tan.
Tanner.
Oh, Tan.
What a dumbass.
Kate says, Tanner, Kate. She goes in trying to, I guess, hook up.
How would she want to hook up with him?
Well, she said that she was just over everything, so.
I just lost a little respect for her. Especially, I know she was not sober, but he was grossly drunk.
I don't know.
I mean, disgusting.
Well, she said on the after show that I watched that he's really funny, really sweet, really, like, I don't think we didn't see that much of him except for...
No, all we saw of him was being stupid with Simone.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe there was stuff that we didn't see. But I did see, so, you know, we're still in the witch hunt. They're keeping Riley. It's still a witch hunt. They all wanted her fired, but they're keeping Riley. So on the after show, they're asking Riley, you know, they all wanted to fire you. Don't you think that maybe Ashton should cut you some slack for you saving his life?
Yeah.
Last year, I don't know if you guys watched Below Deck last year, Ashton went overboard for a mistake of tying his foot in a rope.
He stood on the wrong side of the lead line.
Yeah,
and when the boat tender took off,
pulled him off.
Yeah, the,
so
boat.
He was like, could have died. I don't know.
Yeah. Could have drowned.
Yeah, stuck underwater or whatever. But Riley had a really, really professional answer and mature answer. She said, I did what anyone would have done in that situation, regardless of who it was. When, you know.
Well, she didn't hate him when she saved his life. It might be different today.
Well, she was like, I would expect the same thing from anyone else, regardless of how they feel about me. She goes, I don't expect special treatment because I saved his life. But she was like, I expect special treatment because I do a great job at my job.
So. No, not happening.
But
she might do a great job, but she's got too much attitude.
Yeah. And they were interviewing Brian and Tanner together, and Tanner was imitating her. He was like, "Hey, can you do this?" And she'd be like, "What?" And he'd be like,
"Don't
Jesus.
Talk to me that way."
He'd be like, "Ask her to do one thing." She'd be like, "What?" He had a funny imitation. So,
well,
it feels like this has been going on for a while, the season.
It really has. I think there's only one charter left. Well, there's Alexis, Bellino. They're probably going to end their charter this coming week, and then one more.
Oh. Jun-Jun, Hannah. Hannah, Jun-Jun. Well, I'm so excited for the sales show.
I know. That one will be different.
I mean, yeah, even if it's just, yeah, it's just different. Although I hate that chef. Such a little punk.
Which one is he?
Oh. The one that loved Malia or
yes.
Malika.
Yes. What's his name?
I don't know. Cody or Corey? Jack?
Nick? No.
No. I don't know. He's such a little punk.
Yeah. How did he get back on?
I don't know. He was entertaining, I guess.
Oh, I thought he was very entertaining. I thought he was going to end up with Hannah.
I think he would have. They were like, they hated each other so much, it could have easily flipped.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was better than that weird one that was like the yoga one.
Ethan, Aiden, something like
Adrian.
That.
Adrian. Who had to cook with his head on the cabinets the whole time, remember?
Yes, what a terrible kitchen.
This boat was nice. That galley, he had that full...
It's like he has an island in the middle.
Yeah, and that full burner all the way across.
Yeah, with the griddle. Like that other boat, they
had
just had...
like one burner.
It looked like an apartment stove that half the burners didn't work.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
Kevin should be grateful. Anyway.
What's he calling himself?
Mr. Dodby or Mr. Dingle Hopper? I don't know.
Mr. Godley. Mr. Dobson.
Dobson, yeah.
Mr. Dobson. My stomach hurts.
He's like, oh, Mr. Dobson.
That's when he had diarrhea. Yeah.
That's gross. Anyway. Hope he washes his hands.
Man, really.
Hannah, Jane.
That's why you catch that virus when you go on a cruise, because the chef has the poops.
From the molten cake.
No, it's the pizza that's left under the...
Yeah.
No cruises for you.
No.
No more.
No. All right, should we move on to Vanderpump?
Oh, Vanderpump.
Yeah. So, I am say over Kristen.
Oh, come on. They haven't shown her this much in the last 3 years.
Yeah. Something must be about to happen. Like, she's going to, like, I don't know. They're going to get in a fist fight or something.
Jump off a cliff? I don't know, but...
They're building it up.
Yeah. She's just... Like they haven't shown her this much in three years. And now the first two episodes are all about Kristen.
Yeah, because...
And Carter?
Because he's her sugar mama or whatever.
What does she make money on?
Vanderpump, I guess.
I mean, dang. She just bought a house... That in California probably cost $2 million.
Yeah.
She bought him a car, said Jax. I mean, what the heck does she do?
Vanderpump.
Man.
She probably does brand deals and stuff, like, because she's on Vanderpump. She probably sells detox tea on Instagram.
What's that?
Detox tea.
Everybody sells that?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Try this tea and you'll be so skinny.
Yeah, good to know.
Almost like, hey, girl, how are you? Join my workout group.
Hey, girl, hey.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Hope you're doing well. Hope you're feeling better. Want to join my workout group? See, you're killing it in the gym. Anyway, sorry. That was a side tangent. Back to Vanderpump. The comedian talking about her mom dying.
I don't know what she's trying to be.
A comedian.
But she's trying to, like, be Stassi and then Ariana, maybe. Like, she's trying to be a combination of the personalities that have worked.
Yeah, and she's like, everyone comes up to you and says, your mom would be so proud. And she'd be like, yeah, for me having promiscuous sex.
Yeah, and I was with like, that ugly dude, Max.
I know.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Funny? Is that supposed to be funny?
Yeah.
Yeah, and
Max.
He goes, thank God she was funny or else I don't know if this could keep going.
It's like, wow.
Yeah. You had to wait to see her show to see if she was funny enough?
Yeah. And the guy you like, what's his name, Brett?
Oh, I don't like him. I just know him.
Oh, yeah. Your friend?
Yeah.
Personal training, Vanderpump.
Yeah.
With a 5-pound dumbbell.
She needs to join someone else's workout group.
A 5-pound dumbbell on the BOSU ball.
Well, I saw his body and I just thought if he looks like that, I could look like that.
Here, Lisa, grab this 5-pound dumbbell with 2 hands and lift it over your head.
Yeah, I was like, the producers told them to do that. I don't know what that was.
And then talk about Sheena. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, you going to go and talk to Lisa Vanderpump about your love life?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, she's like, watch out for Sheena. You never know. Watch out for Sheena. But that Brett is my friend, okay?
He's my friend. I don't think he's that cute.
He's changed since he was dating Carly on Instagram.
Since you knew him.
Close. Yeah, I literally started watching them in 2013.
Oh, God, when you were like 7.
Yeah, because I'm 21. No, because she was one of the first makeup people. Like, I actually watched to learn. Like, she would be like, okay, you take your eyeliner and you're just going to hold it down and you go across, 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 and then you just go up a little bit and there's a wing. Like, the old school tutorials. Not just like, I got this new Kylie Jenner makeup kit and it's so beautiful. That's what they do now, just 411.
Well, so...
So, back in that day, he was doing workout videos with her and he would train her and she'd be like, this is my trainer. But they were doing actual workouts, not what he just did with Vanderpump.
Well, I don't know. He seems boring.
I think he got some injections because he used to look manlier.
And I don't understand why Sheena and Jax are still bartending at Sir.
I know.
Like, that's what they do.
I know. Was it you and I talking about this where we were like,
yeah,
can they just be like,
can they just act like they don't work there anymore? Like,
yeah.
Kristen and Stassi?
Yeah. Why do they have
They're still on the show. They haven't worked there in years.
Yeah. I would watch it if they had nothing to do with Sir.
Exactly. It's like the drama's not happening in the club anymore.
It's like Jersey Shore.
Exactly.
We still watch them.
Yeah.
They were doing nothing.
Yeah.
And Kev's here.
You have the new houses, the wedding, the new Tom.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't need them to be the bartender at Sir.
No. Yeah, I don't know. And Ariana goes up to Lisa and says, can I please have a job because my book's not out yet?
Yeah, and she told Heather McDonald on Juicy Scoop podcast, you know, I just needed to do something because it's just not in me to not work. And it's like, so that's the only job you could go get? Is to go back and be a bartender at Sir with the 20-year-olds?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Lisa's like, well, I don't know. You badmouth me and, you know. Because Lisa deserved what she told her.
Yeah, she said, you're acting like Tom and Tom are stupid.
Yeah, exactly. She was. She did.
Well, but
anyway, yeah, I don't appreciate the farce because we all know it's a farce.
We're not stupid. Yeah, we've been watching the show.
Even Raquel, I don't think she's really, I mean, I guess Raquel needs a job and she needs a break. But those others, I mean, they're established. They're not going to.
Well, if they were smart, if Lisa, I'm pretty sure she's a producer on this show or like has some executive.
Yeah.
She should just have them actually be what they probably are, where they come in and be like, come on Tuesday night and see the Vanderpump people and we'll do a meet and greet, $25 a ticket, you know, whatever, and have Raquel and show us that. And Raquel be like, I just love meeting my fans. It's like I'm in a pageant again.
Yeah.
Or DJing. I think that's legit. Yeah. I think he really does do the DJ.
Instead of just, you know, going to take people's drink orders at the table. It's like, and Sheena training them.
I know, clean the glasses.
I want you to polish all these glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did appreciate when they flash back to Stassi making her do that, though.
Yeah.
Well, it's not about the pasta, Lala.
Yeah.
They're back. They're back friends.
That's stupid.
And the way that Lala talks, like, she's so ghetto and like she's so rapper, like she's like, my brother is just, he's so dope, he is just so dope with his music, just so dope. I'm like, and say so dope one more time.
Do you think that's her actual brother? They look nothing alike.
I don't know, why would they lie? She could have just said my friend.
know.
It's all about the pasta, Lala.
I can't stand Lala. I can't stand what she stands for. I can't stand how she is. Nothing about her. She's nothing.
So it's more than about the pasta.
I like James a lot better than her.
I do too.
Better looking too. He's growing into his.
And I
face.
Think he's real. I think he actually is crazy. Yeah. And
yeah.
Tells Katie she's fat, too fat for those shorts.
I love it.
Like, that is so rude. That is fat shaming.
Is anybody pregnant over here? Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. I like James, but.
Well, he said he was 27, and so he was growing up. And I think he's kind of like growing into his looks because he has such a
European
distinct face and features and being
he looks
so
like all
skinny.
He looks like all the boys in One Direction, which are all European.
European look, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
You can't really like say what it is that makes him look European.
Yeah, it's
but
just a look.
It's just the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Exactly. Just like a New Yorker. You can tell.
Oh, yeah. Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah. Huh?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, I thought you said Mr. Parker.
No.
I was like, what?
So, speaking of New Jersey.
New Jersey.
I actually watched it this week. I kind of like it.
I love it.
It's okay. It's good.
I have always loved New Jersey. New York first, New Jersey second, then the Californias. Beverly Hills, ROC, whatever.
I like
Dallas
Atlanta.
Dallas is in the middle.
I like Atlanta.
Atlanta's okay. I don't know.
It's its own show. It's not like the other Housewives.
No.
But in New Jersey, it's Mother's Day, and Margaret did not invite Teresa. I watched this twice, actually. When she's in the nail salon, and they're on the phone with whoever, and she says, oh, see you tomorrow. And she goes, what are y'all doing tomorrow? And what's the girl?
Dolores
says, oh, she's doing a Mother's Day lunch. Teresa goes, I'm a mother. I'm like, she knows that you're a mom.
Yeah, and you're a suck ass friend. So
that's
you're not
why you're not invited. It's not like she was like, oh, Teresa's not a mom. Don't
Did you
invite
see
her.
The ponytail pulling incident?
Yeah.
Okay.
And since when is she friends with Danielle?
That's when she flipped the table. Called
I know
her prostitution whore.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, she's a two faced. Flip flop.
Yeah, I did see her.
And it's like Melissa said. Leave it to Teresa to always take the side of the person that everybody's against.
Yeah. She also said, Margaret, this is Teresa.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit. There's going to be a fight with Melissa. And
she's exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah, but Joe was like, I'm all she's got, so we got to go look at the patio furniture. I was like, can we not? I could care less about that.
I can see you and Jay going shopping for patio.
I'm so sure.
When your husband's in jail.
Yikes. At least I'll be rich.
This is what I can't stand this season on this show is the phone calls from jail.
I know.
And
the
daughter saying, come on, guys. Y'all are pathetic. Mom, he's trying to be nice. It's like the daughter needs to butt out.
Yeah, she's like counseling them.
Yeah, like what
she was
do
like,
you freaking know?
She's gonna cry. She's gonna cry when they got her the Mother's Day gift.
Yeah.
I was like, geez, don't you guys have any sympathy? She was gone for like 2 years out of your life. Like,
yeah.
I can't stand her kids.
I can't stand her kids, and it's her fault because she's a dumb bimbo and lets them run all over her.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's a dumb bimbo, and that's why she went to jail also.
Yeah, exactly.
But why were there drag queens at the Mother's Day lunch? Did I miss? I wasn't watching, like, seriously.
Margaret, she did explain why. Something, they went somewhere, and there were drag queens, and she said, you know, I want a little more drag queen in my life, so I'm going to have this party. Something like that.
Love a queen.
To have the drag queens
work.
Over. Yeah.
Chasse. So. Chante. Work. Well.
Yeah.
I am liking it. So, is that all that happened? That's all I saw.
Well.
I'm a mother.
The turkey, the Turkish lady.
Jennifer.
Jennifer's brother is gay. So, that they made that an issue. That
I thought he got married.
No, that's another brother.
Oh.
The mom can't. Really accept that her son is gay. They weren't raised that way. You know, they old school Turkish, whatever. So they kind of made that an issue, which
I don't
fast forward through that. Eh.
No, I just want to see some more prostitution whore.
Did you see Dolores' son model the underwear?
Yeah, he's pretty hot.
He is very good looking.
He got the best of Dolores and that other guy.
How did those two?
Well, I heard Teresa say, "I've always wanted her and him and Gia to end up together."
I think they went to prom together. When Gia was buying her prom dress, I think he's her date.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is he dumb? He seems like it.
Well, he's probably like
She goes, "I wanted them to love to be together." I was like, why did you have to say it so weird?
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Dolores is dating a Jersey doctor that won't commit.
Ugh.
Hate it. She needs to just stay with her husband. They live it together.
Yeah.
Her ex.
Yeah. They're just friends.
Frankie.
Yeah. And then the boy's name is Frankie.
Frankie
also.
Jr. Yeah.
Well. All right. Should we talk about, did you watch Real Housewives of Atlanta where Nene's titty was out?
Yes. They were all fine. She comes walking in with her robe wide
she
open.
She said, "How are you going to come here with your titty hanging out?" That's what Candy said. And then they do the pretty
Candy
one.
Candy all would talk like that. Like,
Yo, titty hanging out. And then they went to, what's the pretty one's name?
Portia?
No.
Oh, the model.
Eva. So they did her little cameo. She goes, she walks in there with her titty hanging out. And she was just like, she goes, "I got nipple covers."
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're all trying to find the snake.
Well, her name is Nene.
Yeah, they're all trying to find the snake still.
Well, I told you who the snake was.
Well.
It wasn't one of the immediate group.
No. And Kendra. Wait, what's her name? Kenya. Kenya was like, she was a good fighter. She had good words. I don't know if you saw it with that.
She was fighting with Marlo, right?
No, with the snake. She was like,
"It was Cynthia fighting with Marlo."
Yeah, she was like, "We ain't worried about that because y'all are fake anyways." And she goes, "Okay, you know, you're changing the subject. We're not worried about that anyway."
Yeah,
like you're the snake.
Yeah,
yeah. Marlo and Cynthia were fighting for some reason. I don't know.
Oh, because. I don't even know what I don't know what any of them fight about. Cynthia
is the one talking shit.
Is the one talking shit, but the person that recorded Cynthia talking shit about Nene.
Yeah, and Marlo's Nene's ride or die.
Right.
So that's probably why.
So the girl that released the tape or did the recording and then so said released it is Nene's friend. And so Nene knew it was her but wouldn't say.
Oh, that blonde girl?
Yeah. And then how about the dinner at the end? And they're all talking about because Portia now got a ring from baby daddy, came and proposed and everything in Canada. And Kenya, snake in the grass herself, says, "What if somebody knew something about your man? Would you want to know?"
To the other one.
To the table. But she's talking about the one that took him to Toronto.
The Canadian, yeah.
Yes.
Because
And they don't have a clue.
Yeah, what was he doing? He was kissing the waitress or something.
He was at a bar or at a club or at a restaurant and was really hitting on the waitress and asking for her phone number. And
she told her at the nails.
And she told her at the nail salon. Yeah. That, what's her name?
Tanya?
Man.
I don't know.
Was after her. And so Tom's like, "Oh, well, if anybody knew that my man was doing something, I sure would want to know." And Kenya's like,
"Well, the first thing she said is, when are y'all getting married? When are you getting married? When are you getting married?" Yeah. You know, asking 100 times.
How long y'all been together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kenya, she is a snake.
Slimy. Oh, yeah.
She is a snake. But.
And who said that? Was it Candy? "Why you want to be acting like that right now?"
Yeah.
Candy,
usually, she is a peacekeeper. She doesn't usually start the drama.
No, but she's smart enough to know it when they're all doing it. When they throwing shade.
Yeah. She walking here with her titty hanging out.
"You keep my name out your mouth." How they say it?
"Keep your name out my mouth." Yeah. Out your mouth. Lala said that last week, by the way.
She did.
Because she thinks she woke.
She thinks she's from Atlanta.
Her and Rand.
Yeah, he's disgusting. I can't even. There's such a thing as being a gold digger. There got to be better looking rich guys than that.
She should call him Mr. Girardi.
He's better than that.
Well, he's richer.
And I bet you he's smarter, too. He's an attorney.
Mr. Girardi. I just called up Mr. Girardi. She always doesn't say it like that. Mr. Girardi. We just had a couple.
What's his first name?
I don't know. She calls him Mr. Girardi. Well.
Oh, or like Harry fucking Hamlin.
Yeah. They're trash. She's trash.
I love Harry Hamlin.
Well, were there any other shows?
No.
Well, did you watch Project Runway? Are you watching?
No, I'm not watching.
Well, I'll give
it
you.
It takes too long.
I know. I just watched the end. I'll give you a brief brief synopsis of what happened. Of course, it got political, and I'm not going to get political, but I'll just give you the 411 on what went down. They had to, of course. Well, this is why it was interesting, though. Of course, it was about your heritage. Something about your heritage, like a strong woman in your heritage, inspiration or something. So, you know, there's this Asian girl that makes kind of like a
geisha girl
kimono looking thing. Yeah. Or whatever that thing that.
Yeah.
Kimono. Makes that kind of look an outfit. This one girl, she's from like Chicago. She made like it looked almost like a letter jacket dress. Like, I don't know.
Like from college.
Yeah. Like. I don't know. They all had a story. And so this Hispanic guy who's from Austin, he made like a salsa looking dress with a bigger skirt with a deep off the shoulder top that looked like a salsa girl. And everybody hates him. And I think he knew that it was a terrible dress. So he decided to hand stitch the names of kids that have died at the border.
Oh, my God!
And so you could tell they were all treading lightly. And they were treading lightly. And he even had his model sewing for him. And all the other designers are like, what in the world? Like, he's trash. He's terrible. And so.
Like, he could care less.
Yeah. And so he comes out, you know, here's the top, here's the bottom. He's in the bottom. And then they say, tell us about your piece and whatever. And he's like, immediately starts bawling. He's like, I want justice for the kids at the border and all this stuff. And so then Maria, what's her name? Maria, the one from Elle magazine.
Miss Nina.
Nina Garcia. She goes, I am Hispanic. I appreciate what you're saying, but this is trash. Basically, and all of them in the back who are already they were like, yep. Like, he tried to put that as the as the facade.
You surely can't send me home. Yeah. I've got such a noble cause.
He actually didn't go home, but they did tell him his dress was trash. So
very interesting.
Yeah. There's this one girl on there that is like head over heels better than everybody. She's amazing. But this week she got in trouble because the challenge was your heritage, and she just made a blue pantsuit because she wanted to. And they were like, and so what does this have to do with your heritage? And she kind of has broken English as well. And she was like, it's very tailored, and women in my culture are always fancy. And Nina Garcia was like, and what is the bright blue? It was bright blue. And she was like, I like blue. They were like, okay.
Where's she from?
I don't know. I think she maybe like, I don't know.
She's European?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
South Africa?
She has a big afro, but she's not. Oh. She's like, she looks more Hispanic. Maybe from Chile or something. I don't know. Like that guy that won last time. Where was he from?
That's not European. He was from the South, like South America somewhere.
Yeah. I don't know. But it's good. I just watched the end.
Maybe I'll start doing that. I can't watch the whole thing. It's an hour and a half long every week.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could. I'm just.
Yeah. It plays on Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. Do you have anything else to say for the podcast?
No.
We've been talking for 50 minutes.
About nothing.
No. About The Bachelor.
Yeah. There's a lot about The Bachelor.
It's important. Well.
What else are you obsessed with?
Nothing lately.
I'm fulfilling my New Year's resolution. Halfway finished my first book and half the month's over.
Wow. Good job. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. That is great. Good job.
Thank you.
Well, follow me on Instagram at Lindsay R. Traha.
And Traha Home.
And we'll see you on the next podcast.
Bye-bye, kids.
Bye.
Heather knows best.